Hello, and welcome to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian. My name is Lynn.
My name is Scooter. Hi, I made myself laugh right before we started recording. Don't mind me.
And to start off this week, I would like to issue a correction.
Yes, it turns this is out, Correction Corner.
This is the Correction Corner. It turns out that because of the way WordPress is weird about podcast uploads, it's probably not going to happen that we can actually put photos and stuff on the podcast uploads onto the Johnsonian website. So the entire time we've been asking for photos, it turns out there's not really much we can do with those.
We will describe them.
We will describe them if you would like them to be sent in and described.
And they will make us happy. They will make us happy to describe them on the podcast.
And we will do it in such loving detail.
Yes.
But the most we can really do is change the podcast thumbnail to be that picture, which is pretty small. So
thank you, Linus, for being the thumbnail.
Yeah. So that's just something that I figure it is important that everyone knows. We can no longer, in the first place, we couldn't really accept photo submissions, but we will describe them if you submit them to us and say, I would like these described.
Please submit them to
us.
Please still submit. I love describing pet pictures, mm-hmm. especially if your animals look so stupid.
Yes.
Lovingly stupid.
Another little disclaimer before we really get into this, we are going to be doing some jump scares in this very spooky episode. So if you're not good with people suddenly yelling, jump scare, you might not do well with this episode. This is a forewarning. They will happen randomly, and I'm not going to timestamp them for you.
Jump scare.
Whew. Very spooky. We like to keep all of our listeners on their toes.
Yeah.
So that's our plan for this episode. On to more important business, though. Let's get into our advice segment. This week, we are discussing, what do you do when you walk into a ghost?
What do you do when you walk into a ghost? We know that this campus is probably haunted, maybe. So what happens if you walk into a ghost?
I haven't done it yet, as far as I know.
We know that I'm ghost repellent, so I certainly haven't done it. However,
yeah,
we can certainly speculate.
At any given moment, a ghost could be, like, breakdancing incredibly behind you, and you wouldn't even know it.
No, you wouldn't even know. There might be a ghost in here right now.
Yeah, and if so, speak now or forever hold your peace, because we need some hard, solid ghost evidence in this episode. Now, when we say walk into a ghost,
I would like to clarify that when I say walk into a ghost, like, you know when you walk face first into another person, you, like, turn a corner and they're like, jump scare!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stumble upon them?
Yeah. So if you ever stumble upon a ghost, you, like, walk into a ghost, what do you do? I say that you engage them in some cordial conversation.
Yeah.
Because they're just kind of vibing. You're just kind of vibing. You're in the same space.
What is ghost small talk like?
How'd you die?
In your vast experience. Small talk? I feel like I would reserve that
did you
for
die?
The second date.
You, second date. Yeah, ask the ghost out on a date.
I would.
I know you would. If the ghost is, like, clearly from a different time period, you could ask them what kind of food they like, because it's probably gross and something like Jell-O salad.
It depends on the time period, because if they're from, like, the 1800s, the answer's probably cocaine.
Eggs and bread.
Eggs and bread and meat pies and cocaine.
Bread sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's an actual thing.
I know
it's
an actual thing.
It's so gross.
No, it's not a bread sandwich. It's a toast sandwich.
Oh, excuse me. A toast sandwich, please.
British people eat weird food.
Please, sir.
Among that is two regular pieces of bread,
and then,
which sandwich a piece of toast.
A piece of bread that has, like, been soaked in something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're talking to a ghost from the 18th century, especially if they're from Britain, we should distinguish between the gentleman and then, like, this. It's the spooky ladies, and then the tiny little boy children that probably mm-hmm. died sweeping a chimney and
yeah.
then fell head first.
This is
a bad goof.
That's not the 18th century, that's the 19th century.
I mean,
the 19th century is the 1800s. That was the Industrial Revolution.
What did I say?
You said the 18th century, which would be the 1700s.
That's what I meant the 19th century. I meant the 1800s.
Yeah. See, this is a cool lesson, actually, with us, because I know that's something that a lot of people mess up on. You know, a lot of people mess up, like, there, and there, or
no.
your.
I mean, I know it. I just, my
yeah.
brain.
No, I didn't, I'm not saying that you did. I'm thinking, like, you know, this is for the edification. That's a dollar word for all of you as well.
Jeopardy.
Yeah. This is so you don't mess up on Jeopardy.
Or Wheel of Fortune. Those
no,
games
on Jeopardy,
are
it'll be
people.
Final Jeopardy, and it'll say 19th century American poets. And you'll be thinking, like, oh, yes, this will be, like, T.S. Eliot. And no, it's not. That's the wrong period of time.
If you walk face first into a ghost, I say that you should have a nice conversation about them.
I say you should engage them in fisticuffs. It's the only language they'll understand.
I think that maybe you shouldn't do that.
What are they going to do? Sock me with an arm that goes through my brain?
It also depends, like, what kind of ghost rules we're talking about. Because, like, if we're talking 13 ghosts rules, they can hurt the heck out of you.
Would you like to explain 13 ghosts 13... to everyone else who doesn't know what that means?
13 Ghosts is an early 2010s horror movie in which the ghosts are very aggressive and they can and will hurt you. However, with its sister companion film, Ghost Ship, which is also from the early 2010s, the ghost rules are kind of unclear. It seems to be that if the ghosts wants you to touch them, then that's how it is. But if they want you to just phase through them, that is also how it is. So if you engage a ghost in fisticuffs, there is no guarantee that fists will go through anyone.
No, see, the thing is, because fisticuffs is, like, that's like challenging someone to a duel. They have to accept. This is consensual ghost punching. So, like, if they agree to fisticuffs, then this is a point where they're like, okay, you can touch me now, and I will clobber them with my massive muscles.
But what if you play dirty? What, not you. What if they play dirty?
What if I play dirty? I'm little.
Jump scare!
Yeah.
Ha.
Got him. What if I jump scare them?
What if you jump scare the ghost? What can a ghost do if you accidentally walk into them and you go, woo?
That's true.
What are they gonna do?
Yeah. That's like the equivalent of being like, hey, I'm just a little guy. You wouldn't punch a little
guy.
It's my birthday.
You wouldn't punch a little guy on his birthday.
Yeah.
So, it's freezing in here. We are in the presence of ghosts. Whether or not we will engage them in fisticuffs is yet to be seen. But it is.
It's highly likely. I'm ready to throw hands with these ghosts.
We don't hit little guys on their birthdays.
We don't hit little guys on their birthdays. What are other ways that you can interact with a ghost? You could, like, challenge them to a dance-off.
You can ask them for a hug. It would probably be a really cold hug, but
again,
going off of ghost rules and they're okay with you not phasing through them, I would love to hug a ghost.
I would also enjoy hugging a ghost. I think that it would be a fun experience to write home to my mom about.
It's a good story for when you are slightly intoxicated, if you are over the age of 21, which I am, with your friends, and then none of them will believe you because you are slightly intoxicated. But you know what? It happened, and you know that it happened.
Our good old friend Jost.
Yeah.
Anyways, that wraps up our advice segment. There's many ways you can interact with a ghost when you walk into them. And you just kind of stumble upon them.
I say have a conversation. I would love to have a conversation with a ghost.
I think it would be pretty revealing. You could be like, what were the times like in ye olden days? And they'll be like, I died in the 90s. And I'll be like, well, I'm a 2000s kid. I was born in 2000, so I have no idea what the 90s are like.
No, none. We didn't still have VCRs and landlines. Pfft. Jump scare!
Moving on. Our main attraction for today is we're gonna do another tier list. Yeah. So you might think, okay, it's Halloween. They're just gonna like rank some spooky Halloween guys.
Just some spooky guys.
But no, we are smarter than that and better than that. And how dare you think so little of us? I can't believe you. No, instead what we're gonna be doing is we're gonna rank spooky Halloween guys based on how well they would thrive on Winthrop's campus. And to start us off, we're gonna talk about vampires. There's not enough shade.
The answer is no.
We live in South Carolina.
We have some trees, but not enough trees.
Yeah. Not enough. And we don't really have that many night classes.
Unless they're labs, and nobody wants to go to the labs.
But the thing is now a lot of our classes are online. So they wouldn't have to leave their room as much if you really think about it.
Unless they're a theater major, which I guarantee you a lot of vampires would be theater majors.
That's true.
In that case, none of their classes are online.
Yeah.
Can you hear the tear rolling down my cheek?
And once recently I walked out of my room to be greeted by the smell of someone who was definitely baking some garlic bread or Texas toast or something.
Oh, I forgot about that. We were talking about how I'd be the world's worst vampire because if anybody was going to be a vampire, it would be me. But also, I'm Italian, so like...
Yeah. All Italians would be the world's worst vampire.
The garlic needs to go directly into my veins.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, would be a perfect vampire because I'm very pale. Oh, and see, you'd be even worse because on top of the garlic thing, you're also essentially a vegetarian. So
yeah.
You can't be, like, munching on people's necks.
Well, not with that attitude.
But, like...
Am I paler than you are? I feel like I'm paler than you are.
No. There's, like, no way.
This is about the same level.
Turns out that we're the same
color. Turns out we're the same kind of pale. We had to do a comparison there. Yeah, we're... Never mind. I'm pale, and I like to wrap myself up in blankets a lot, which is basically the same thing as wearing a cool cape.
He doesn't drink water.
That's true. Never once in my life. I don't drink much water. So, I mean, what else am I drinking?
Ginger ale.
Ain't that the... Ginger ale is actually the elixir of life. You guys don't know this, but vampires actually thrive off of ginger ale and nothing else. They don't need...
Which brand?
Gotta be Seagram's. I've got my own tier list for ginger ales, but right now we're tier listing supernatural entities.
Vampires would not thrive.
I think that they could try really hard. I guess maybe an umbrella. Well, okay, you know what? There are, like, a lot more, like, alternative goth people on campus this semester. They could probably blend in by being like, I just use a parasol wherever I go, and I wear lots of clothes.
I should just start using a parasol wherever I go.
Yeah.
And I wear lots of clothes.
So, like, I think it would be kind of difficult for them to live on campus. I'm going to put them in a D tier, because if they tried really hard, they could make it work. Next up, we have ghosts.
Clearly.
S tier.
S tier.
Easy. Totally. Do we even need to elaborate?
No.
Lots of spooky old places, lots of weird history, lots of people who have died associated with campus.
They might get into some turf wars with the ghosts that are already here.
Well.
But that's the only issue I foresee.
Yeah. I think that...
Unless we have people proposing fisticuffs.
Yeah. Well, then they can just duke it out. Yeah, S tier for ghosts. We have Fresno Nightcrawlers now, and so this is more in the cryptid territory.
Yes!
This is more the cryptid territory. If you don't know what a Fresno Nightcrawler is, just imagine a giant white pair of pants with a head.
They are just pants.
They're just pants.
They are haunted pants.
And
sometimes people draw them with boots. Mm-hmm. And it's so good.
Yeah, if you...
I love them.
If you haven't seen any, you can just Google it. I know you guys have Google. They're very funny little guys. Or giant guys.
Yeah, it depends on the type of guy. There are tiny guys, and they move very, very fast, like breakneck sprint fast. And then there are the big old guys, and they move very slowly. And see, I think that they would thrive on campus because the tiny little guys, they just sprint everywhere really quickly. But the big old guys, even though they move slow, they're very big. And so they can just walk over people.
They're proportionate. Their steps are proportionately large.
Yes.
So, like, they'd be able to get to class on time.
Jump scare.
Jump scare.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think...
S plus.
S tier. I think they would do super well. Also, okay. They're just like funny little guys. You know, okay, I was thinking about this. You know the art installation of all those chairs?
Oh my god, they could sit in the chairs!
They could sit in the chairs. They're perfect for it because they're just pants.
I will say that they do like the cover of Night, but it's okay.
Well, I've walked by the chairs in the cover of Night, so... They're still there at night.
I was talking about class-wise.
Oh, well, I mean, they'll live.
Whatever.
It's fine. Moving on, werewolves. This is the thing, because werewolves are just people who turn into wolf people on the full moon.
Unfortunately, you don't have access to the stocks, so maybe keeping them in line when they turn into a wolf would be difficult.
I think it might
be a safety hazard.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess, but like, we need to like figure this out. Are we going under the assumption that everyone knows that these people are werewolves, or they're trying to keep their identities?
Because
for vampires, I was thinking like, they're trying to like...
I was about to say, we were talking about the vampires blending in, so I feel like
werewolves would also have to blend in. So I feel like that would be, the onus would be on the werewolves to create a plan to keep themselves, like, tucked in when it's the full moon.
Yeah, but what happens when it fails, inevitably?
Well, they got a roommate that they're in love with who can be like, no, this isn't you! Okay. I know, look me in my eyes!
We've derailed this a little bit. I feel like I would be pretty good at sports, though.
That's true! That's true.
Put the werewolves on the basketball team.
Put the werewolves on all of the sports teams. We could start our first football team, and it's all werewolves.
It's all werewolves.
It's all werewolves.
There's a Riverdale reference in here somewhere.
I'm sure.
I just don't care to find it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, this is college level football, not high school football. It's different.
They look like college kids. Anyway. A tier?
I think let's go with B tier. I feel like if they're trying to keep their identities hidden, it'd be kind of a struggle. You'd have to have a trusted friend.
Also safety issues, safety hazards.
Yeah. I think it could be really easy to get kicked out.
Yeah.
As a werewolf.
And also maybe accidentally maul someone.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, to all the werewolves on campus, please don't maul anyone.
Don't maul anyone. Alright, who's next?
A PSA. Yes, up next, PSA. We've got witches.
There's already an Instagram for them. They're fine.
Yeah. Well, I think we're talking about in the context of Halloween. So these are like the spooky, like cackling on a broom witches. Not the. I think crystals are pretty cool, and I.
I feel like the club on campus would still welcome them.
Oh, I'm not saying they wouldn't. I'm just saying that like this is a different breed of witch.
Do live in South Carolina, though.
Yeah.
I'd be a little concerned for their safety.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're not doing anything nefarious, I think that they should be fine. Yeah. The green might be a problem, but you know what? Then you just put them in the theater department and everyone thinks it's wicked.
Listen, you can't keep funneling all of the cool creatures into the theater department. Save some for the rest of us.
That's where they will thrive.
Yeah.
The witches in the theater department and call it wicked or hocus pocus.
I'm just saying, because like you said, the vampires are going to go to the theater.
Yeah, because they're dramatic.
No, that's not untrue. Like, I think a lot of them would. But you can also think of like all of the like really pretentious vampires that are like, I'm a writing major and I'm going to read my 4,000-year-old poetry to you.
Yeah.
And then it gets like
a
4 out of 8 in Dr. Sommer's class.
Maybe they'll just till out in Chilman is what I just said. Maybe they'll just chill out in Tilman with the bells.
They'll vibe, yeah. Also, that wasn't a dig at Dr. Sommer's. That was just a funny joke about you can get a pretty low grade on your first thing, but then you revise it. And I think that you would probably get a pretty low grade with 4,000-year-old poetry.
Jump scare! All right, who's next?
Up next, we got Mothman.
Ho Boise.
I like Mothman. I don't think Mothman would do super great here.
I mean, given that he is a harbinger of death, maybe a college campus isn't the best place to be. However, I mean, he can just fly places. He won't have a problem getting around campus.
Mm-hmm. Is he not more of a night creature, though? Wouldn't it be kind of a similar vampire scenario?
Most of them tend to be night creatures. Nah. I feel like we should maybe scratch that as criteria.
No, I think that is, like, valuable.
Well, then we better start adding night classes that aren't science labs.
That's true.
I think that Mothman would
Be fine. I think Mothman would do great in, like, a bio lab. I think Mothman would be into the sciences.
Yeah, maybe. Lots of flying around.
I feel like Mothman would very quickly become an object of study.
You know what I'll do? I'll have Mothman registered as my emotional support animal, and then they cannot touch him.
That's true. But wouldn't that... How dehumanizing to Mothman?
Well...
You're forgetting the man of the moth.
Listen, he and I will know, and you will also know, because you live with me.
Yeah. But then we wouldn't be able to, like, sweet with him. It would just, we'd have to, like, have him in our room.
That's fine.
We already don't have that much space.
He can live in the bathroom. The bathroom is extra long.
Not enough for a moth. Like, oh, what am I going to do when I need a shower? I'd be like, scooch over, Mothman. Your plumage is in the way.
Well, we live on the third floor. He can just live on the roof.
That's where the tap dances are coming
from,
actually.
Yeah, that is where the tap dances are coming. Yeah. Maybe it's Mothman. Maybe Mothman is tap dancing on the roof as a sign of his love.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a solid B.
I love him. He gets an S all of the time.
No, okay. This is not how much you like. I like vampires a lot, and vampires got like a D. No,
Mothman gets the S.
Okay. Well, that's Scooter's opinion, and I'm the podcast editor, so I'm going to edit that out. I say B tier. I'm not, but B tier is my conclusion. Yeah, maybe A tier if we're being generous.
That's okay for you to have that opinion.
Yeah. Next up, we got skeletons. Okay, let me hear me out. They would fit right in Sims because they could just pretend to be guys as models.
And then they can scare people.
And then they can jump scare them.
If they spend all of their time in Sims, when are they going to learn? I mean, I guess...
No one learns in Sims, Scooter. No one goes to... Everyone who goes to Sims actually just, like, farts around and doesn't learn anything. There's no classes held there or anything.
Well, I mean, when would they go to classes?
They're in the classes, in the classrooms.
Yeah, but how can they take notes when they just have to stand there? They don't have brains.
Okay, well, then they're probably going to flunk out anyway.
No.
Maybe they...
We can put them in people's closets.
That's true. We could give people skeletons in their closets. Yeah. This is your complimentary Winthrop skeleton. But then how are they going to learn from the closet? Well, remote learning.
Yeah, remote learning. And or the people that they live with bring them the notes.
That's true.
They don't have to sit in Sims and pretend to be inanimate all day.
Yeah.
So right. Shove them in the closets.
Shove them in the closet. Okay, well, I don't advocate for putting people in the closet.
I was about to say, today...
It's National Coming Out Day as we're recording this, so...
So maybe we shouldn't put
the skeletons in the closet.
Maybe they can be in the closet if they would like to.
Yeah. That's their choice.
That's their prerogative.
Yeah. Okay, and if they can choose between sitting in Sims doing nothing and being in the closet. These are your two options,
the
folks.
Closet can be open.
I'm going to say C, because these are not two super great options.
Yeah.
I'm going to say C.
Yeah.
Up next, we have zombies. These are skeletons, but worse.
Meat.
But meat. Yeah. They got the bone, the meat on the bone.
Hey, you know what? The hallways always smell so bad, no one would even notice that they're here.
We need to like reel that in, because when we say the hallway smells so bad, we're talking about Lee Wicker's third floor. There are odd smells there sometimes.
And also the elevator.
The elevator, yeah, also. But then that means that everyone on the third floor is zombies. And we have no evidence to the contrary.
Well,
so really,
just a Halloween mystery.
Yeah,
maybe we'll interview our RA about that.
No, let's see, zombies.
That would explain.
Because this is another put them in the theater department, because they can get all that stage makeup to look like people.
I suppose we only have stage makeup. Maybe they could be music majors, because like the sounds that they make are just
quite unique. Yeah.
Yeah. Can pass them off as Tibetan throat singers, maybe.
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 I think that my favorite kind of music is music that is just fun noises. So I think that if the zombies came together to become the next Foster the People.
I feel like zombies maybe don't sound like synths.
Well, what do you know about zombies? Clearly not enough. What would zombies really? Similar to werewolves. There's the issue of,
I mean,
attacking people.
Also, it's hot on this
and we
canvas.
Have it's hot. It's really, really hot. And then also dietary restrictions.
Straight up decomp.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I feel like zombies are a solid D tier.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be really rough for them, because there's the dietary restrictions, there's the safety hazard, and then there's they would melt in the sun and smell really gross.
They might have sheep brains in science.
Maybe. See, but then they'd have to pay for the labs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and
zombies can't get jobs.
No. Zombies, I would say, like, F tier.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't disintegrate, they would not be able to, like, survive very long. So that'll be, I think, zombies.
F tier.
Solid F tier. Next up, we got mummies.
Mummies?
This is, because we've got skeletons and zombies, now we're just gonna, like, take it to its logical conclusion, which is mummies.
Yeah, again,
so,
Sims.
The thing is, like, do they have to replace their toilet paper?
It's not toilet paper.
Okay, it's not toilet, but
it's not
but
toilet
the,
paper.
But what, the wrappings are gonna be old, they're gonna need to get it, so, like, should they?
The accessibility will not work in their favor.
No.
Because I feel like stairs are probably hard for mummies.
Well, then we have elevators. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
That work.
Maybe they're why the elevators smell so funky all the time, because, you know, they smell like...
Well, only... This
the
is,
frankincense.
This is only the Lee Wicker elevator we're talking about here.
Maybe it's why the elevator smells so funky. Maybe we've got mummies and zombies.
Mummies and zombies.
I almost said mummies.
Mummies. The mummies.
The
on
mummies,
campus.
Yeah. Also, I feel like the first time that it...
No,
rains,
but they're already... they're preserved. And if they get cloth and like, they replace the toilet paper with cloth, then, I mean, they'll be wet, but, like, get them an umbrella or something.
The smell... That's what I'm concerned about.
But they're preserved.
A smell.
The formaldehyde, again, they'll fit right in at
Not
Sims.
Formaldehyde.
I know, it's like the olden days formaldehyde. But that, okay, the issue is...
I feel like maybe...
They've been removed of their brains. So I'm also worried that if we have any ghosts, they might be inclined to try to eat them. Because, hey, did you know that was a thing people did? There
the
aren't
ghosts
that
will try to eat them?
Of, like, weird, like, British people.
Okay, I was like, what?
If we have any weird British ghosts, they might be inclined to try to eat the mummies.
No, the British people did eat the mummies because they were...
Weird.
Dumb.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. So I think that they would have trouble with classes because they have been removed of brains.
Jump scare!
Ugh! Oh my god, I was so scared. I don't think they would do super well. I would... Like, pretty F tier.
I mean, skeletons also don't have brains.
But they're funny guys. But they're funny little guys. They would do great as,
They could come be dance majors.
They could be band kids. They're gonna play the trumpet.
They don't
They're gonna play in the
lungs.
Trumpet. They're gonna, okay, well, they do in spirit, and that's really all that matters. Because they're funny little guys that don't have to follow the laws of what is logical.
They can be in the theater department, and they can be in that one scene in Shrek the Musical, where there are skeletons and they do a funky little dance. Everyone should watch Shrek the Musical. Thank you.
But yeah, for, like, mummies, like, pretty F tier. Like, it's really rough for them. Because they don't got no brains. They need an umbrella at all times. So if they leave it at their friend's house for 2 weeks, they're probably screwed.
Interesting.
I would not know from experience.
Interesting.
The wrappings would be, like, they would have to, like, replace those pretty quick. Yeah. They probably don't have much strength to them, so if they have, like, a pretty heavy book bag, like, what are they going to do with that?
Accessibility is questionable. Elevators aside, there are still some accessibility issues around campus.
And then they're, like, they'd have to, like, get to walk in to class, like, pretty early, because they're some slow fellows.
Yeah, just some slow boys.
Like, pretty F tier.
Maybe not as far down F as zombies are, but still F tier.
Like F tier, but above zombies.
Yeah.
It'd just be super. They would not thrive on Winthrop's campus.
Not at all.
And then after that, this is our last one. We've got demons.
They win.
I mean, like, I feel like they do super well.
Yeah.
Not because, like, you have to be a demon to thrive on Winthrop's campus, but I just think that they would be, like, pretty well equipped.
They would just possess people.
Yeah.
And or just scare everyone away, and then boom, free class.
Well, or they could, I think they would just, like, be really good at, like, scaring professors into submission on grades.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you're going to give me an A. That's the voice demons have. yeah. And they would like, pull out the fire and brimstone, like, very spooky, like, their head gets really big and, like, flames burst out of it. I think demons would excel on campus. I think they're pretty, like, solid S tier.
Oh, can I do a bonus one? I feel like gargoyles would do really well on this campus.
Oh, yes. I would love gargoyles.
Because they can just camp on buildings, and it would be fun.
It would be very fun. I think they would have a good time. It is a little hot, though.
Just a bit.
It is a little bit hot.
Until it's freezing.
In which case, I don't think cold is really, I don't know. Are we talking about gargoyles, like, Hunchback of Notre Dame, like, they're stone, and they just move? Okay, cool. Then the weather's not an issue.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, what if they're, like, flesh?
No.
Fleshy boys.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah. No, gargoyles S tier for sure.
Yes.
And that is about it with our tier list. Would you like to submit your own tier list? Then do it.
Do it.
Just send it to us. That'd be pretty fun. Jump scare.
Ah!
Something else that's pretty scary to talk about is the Winthrop University mass count. I'm gonna send this over to Scooter to give us an update.
To be absolutely fair, it is not terrible this week. But last week was awful.
Knock on wood.
Ooh, spooky door sounds.
Whoa. Hey, guys, that wasn't us. Who was knocking on the...
Oh, my goodness. So the count last week was 44, which was, I believe, 12 up from the week before, which is horrendous. Today, the mass count is at 49, which is 5 up, which is not as bad as 12, but it's still not great. Pick up your masks, please.
Please.
Thanks.
I'm not going to get my hopes up for next week, because if the week before last was any indication, if we get excited about it going down, you're going to disappoint us a lot.
We will be so sad.
Yeah. Wear your mask.
Total mask count. 49.
We're wrapping up, so we're going to ask for some submissions again. Like we said, if you have any...
Ghost stories,
or if you would like to submit your own tier list, we can put together a little graph that we read off.
Other scary stories would also be fun.
Other scary stories would be pretty great, or just regular stories.
Yeah.
Or if you have any questions or any
spooky
supernatural questions. Or any art. Like I said at the beginning, we can't really do photos on the website because I think WordPress is just weird. Maybe we'll be able to figure that out in the future, and I'll keep you posted on that if we figure it out. But for now, that doesn't seem to be something that we can really do. But if you would like us to talk about a photo or piece of art that you send in, we would be glad to do so.
Yes, come back next week so you can hear me describe my dog wearing overalls.
Yeah. If there's anything that you'd like to send to us to talk about on the podcast, submit those to HortonL@mytjnow.com. That's HortonL@mytjnow.com. And we will be super happy to have anything that you submit on the podcast, as long as it is appropriate. I don't know why anyone would send anything on here that wouldn't be appropriate to talk about.
That will make us sad. Don't do that.
That would make us very sad. Do not do that. But we'd like to extend a thank you for listening to this episode.
Yes.
We always appreciate it.
Very scary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for our next episode. Until our next episode,
stay safe.
Wear a mask.
Don't get jump scared.
And have a spine-chilling rest of your week.
Ooh. Ooh. Jump scare!
Jump scare!